Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlohan. Here is our producer and our engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hey there. How are you this morning?
All right. How
are
we doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm sorry for the loss of your grandma. Your last grandma, right?
My last grandma. I was blessed. I had four sets of grandmothers.
Yes, there's a lot of stories there to be told.
Grandma Olga went home, and she's with Grandpa George now. So.
And all the others.
Yep, and everybody else. So
there's
all there.
There's a catering hall in heaven full of your grandparents.
Full of Sheldons and Syracuses.
Great. You know, it's hard when you lose the last one. I think it's sort of like, yeah, end of an era, you know. But you got to say one thing. She lived a very long life.
She had a very good life.
Had a good life, right?
Tough life, but good.
All right, but who doesn't have a tough life now and then, right? So that's how it goes. I mean, I think sometimes we have that problem in our own lives. I would look around and say, wow, you know, the family's changing dramatically, you know, as we get older and stuff. And that's true.
It is.
And the next thing you know, Sheldon, you're going to be the old man.
I'm
going to
be
funny
up
thing.
There, yes.
It's funny how it happens.
I'm going to be 91.
That's how it goes. That's the life sometimes. It's crazy. But I think that's part of the deal. You know, I think it's recognizing that, you know, in our lives, sometimes there's a shift. You know, there's a shift when we lose somebody. And the shift as we get older and more responsible, supposedly, you know, we kind of take on new things. So that's kind of our angle. Our angle is to look at discovery, how we can find God in our lives and see that and recognize, you know, how God is working in our lives, helping us to discover new things about ourselves, new things about people we love. And I think that's an important thing to look at, you know, to take a look at this weekend in particular, where we look at the discovery of America and we kind of celebrate that on a different number of different levels. We recognize the power of where God's working in our lives, you know, that we're called to be those discovery people as well and recognize that in the midst of all of the hardship and love in our life, God is there in the midst of all calling us to discover his love for us. We start off with Bon Jovi. This is called Blaze of Glory.
Sin. Well, at least they gave me something I didn't I gotta ask a favor, and I hope you'll understand. Cause I've lived life to the fullest. Let this boy die like a man. Staring down a bullet, let me make my final stand. Shot down in a blaze of glory. Take me out for the truth. I'm going out in a blaze of glory. Lord, I know the truth first, but I truth first.
Kind of speaks a little bit about legacy. You know, we think about the legacy that we leave behind, the legacy our loved ones leave behind. You know, Chardon lost his grandma this week. And, you know, you think about, like, what's the legacy those people leave to us? You know, sometimes the world tells us, well, the legacy is supposed to be, you know, yachts and cars and all of that. And you know what? All that stuff passes, right? I think about what it says in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. In the end, there are three things that last. It's faith and it's hope and it's love. That's kind of the legacy we leave to each other, right? We leave faith and we leave hope and we leave love, the faith we learned and we kind of pass on, and the hope we live in so many ways, and all the different moments and stories that make up our lives. That's the love, you know, that we are. I think that's the legacy that it's all about. So, you know, our lives are called to be lived passionately. I mean, we're not supposed to kind of live just in a recliner. Recliners are okay for a while, but we got to get out of the recliner and live our lives. And I think part of that living of life means faith, it means hope, and it means love, and that blaze of glory, you know, to be able to recognize, yeah, I'm going to live a little intensely. It's okay. So some of us live a little more intensely than others, and some of us live sort of very risky lives, but the bottom line is to try to live a healthy life, you know, try to live a healthy spiritual life and say, yeah, this balance is going to be good for me in my life, and maybe I have to tune it up a little bit more. Maybe I got to take a look at the legacy of my loved ones and how I live them in my life. How do I live my parents? How do I live my grandparents in my own life? And how am I remembering them by how I live my life? That makes a huge difference in our lives. And I think it's part of what God calls each and every one of us to kind of recognize and discover those people that live deep down in our hearts after they go home to Him. Hey, here's Lenny Kravitz. This is called Fly Away. play, part of our lives, that escape sometimes that we all need in our lives. And I think that helps us in a way. You know, you need to be able to hang it up a little bit, to take a little break. I don't know if you've ever done one of those weeks or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, where you have no days off. As a matter of fact, I was walking into the radio station the other day here, and I was saying, hey, it's Friday. That's a good thing, huh? And somebody said, well, every day is the same to me. There is no Friday. And I was like, oh, boy, that's like not so fun, right? I mean, it's hard. I mean, you think about it, sometimes that happens in our lives, right? We get into 7-day work weeks and we get into basically, you know, 18 hours of work a day. And what takes kind of a loss in our life is creativity. What takes a loss in our life is our ability to love and smile and laugh. And I think all of that is such an important thing for us that somehow in our lives, we have to figure it out. Like, where do we find respite? Where do we find a break in the midst of busy lives? We got to fly away a little bit. For me, it's getting up early. You know that. You know, it's getting up early in the morning and spending an hour, hour and a half just being in God's presence and relaxing. There's something beautiful about that for me. A little reading, a little bit of prayer, and just kind of sitting in God's presence. It's an amazing thing that happens when you do that. So we have to invest in ourselves. We have to be able to take a break from it in the midst of our crazy lives, whenever it is, maybe late at night for you. But whatever it is, that makes a huge difference in our own ability to discover, you know, peace of mind in the midst of crazy, busy lives. Hey, here's Aerosmith, who's called Blind Man.
Some stuff they said would cool ya, but nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
blindness can really help us or prevent us, really, when you think about it. It's sort of the choice in our lives. A certain blindness is helpful in the sense when we're blind to things that, you know, other people are affected by. Like if we can be blind to prejudice, if we can be blind to, you know, prejudging people, wow, an amazing gift, you know, in our lives. But at the same time, if we have blindness in our life and we don't realize, like, there's a plank in our eye, as it says in the Bible, you know, how come you worry about a splinter in somebody else when you have a plank in your eye? You know, it's true in a way. We have to think about that, you know, say, well, what am I blind to? Like, what is my blind spot? What do I just don't see that's so obvious? You know, do I need to take a look at myself? Do I need to get more healthy? Do I need to spend more time with family and friends? Do I need to reinvest energy in my life so that I'm doing good things? All of that stuff matters so much. And I think we really have to recognize that, you know, in our lives, we have to be people who spend a little introspection time and take a look at those blind spots. And in the Bible, there's lots of times where Jesus walks around and there's blind people who are given their vision, you know, and you say to yourself, well, what's that all about, right? Well, that's exactly the story. Like, there's a lot of blind people, not just physically blind, but spiritually blind and, you know, faith blind, hope blind, love blind. And maybe it's about getting that vision again and recognizing, you know, God working in our life. So, yeah, don't be disappointed, but pray for vision. You know, it's a great gift to be able to pray for vision, that we can see what other people can't see, that we can have faith when other people don't have faith, and kind of help ourselves to inspire others by that vision that we have. It's really important. Hey, here is Russ Ballard. This is called Voices. sometimes in our lives, you know what? There are voices that call us to more. There are voices that help us to discover things about our lives. You know, who are the people that challenge us? You know, when we were kids, it was the coaches sometimes. It was the teachers. It was even our parents who can challenge us and help us to grow. And sometimes we probably thought they were pretty stupid. But at the same time, you know what? They actually taught us something, and we actually learned something from some of those people. And in our lives, we have to kind of be those people now as adults. We have to help people to discover things about themselves now. So there's something very important about that, to recognize that and see that, you know what, those voices matter. So maybe you have been given a voice by God to make a difference in somebody's life, in the difference of a team's life as a coach, in the difference of your family's life as a mom or a dad, you know. All of that stuff adds up in a beautiful way, and I think that's part of what we're called to. So in our lives, we can't just give up and say, I have no voice. I'm not going to make a difference. No, you might not be able to make a difference worldwide. Neither can I. Neither can anybody, really. But we can make a difference in our part of this world. We can make a difference in our little part of the woods, and that makes a huge difference. So that's part of what we're challenged to do, and to recognize that, yeah, God calls us to have a voice, and he gives us a kind of a bunch of sheep, you know, a sheepfold to make that voice to. So let's get going on that. Recognize who they are, and let's make a difference with them. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Change the World.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shine it on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But now I find it's only in my dreams, and I can change the world. I'll be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something good, baby, if I could. Oh,
I'm at Senior Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about discovery today. Change the world. You know, that's part of what it's all about, right? We discover ways in which we can make a difference. We discover ways in which we can take a broken world and make it a better world. And what is that about? Well, I think in some ways, you know, it's about volunteerism. And there's like a lot of do-gooder volunteerism. Believe me, the world needs that. But I think by faith, we're compelled to do good things. We're compelled to reach out and get involved in this world. And we have to figure out, like, what are you passionate about? I think that's part of discovering. What are you passionate about in this world? Sometimes we're passionate about things that we've been touched by. You know, we've been touched by breast cancer in our family. We've been touched by Alzheimer's in our family. So we get involved in that. Other times it's just about animals and, you know, taking care of animals in this world or recognizing what's going on. And if you think about the last month or so, the amount of natural disasters that have occurred in this world, I mean, it's sort of scary, right? Between Mexico and the hurricanes, I mean, it's just been absolutely incredible. So there's enough people out there who need our help. Let's face it, right? What are you doing about that? I mean, probably you can just text some name right now and you know, just give $10, right? We can do that easily to hurricane relief or something like that. But it's also about giving our time and our talent to pray for people, to say, kind of take that time aside and say, I'm going to pray for the victims of the hurricane. I'm going to pray for the victims of the earthquake. There's things we can do, and there's things that we can volunteer, too, and there's places we can go to make a difference. So all of that matters so much. It's about how you're going to change the world, how I'm going to change the world, but that's precisely what God calls us to. Hey, here's Styx. This is called Come Sail Away.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head.
for Styx, Come Sail Away. Well, in our lives, I think, you know, we have to discover and sail to new land in a way and figure that out. And, you know, what's big in our life? Well, in our lives, I think that's part of that discovery, that kind of take on something new. Most of us have a great routine, right? We do the same thing all the time. My favorite Beatles song is A Day in the Life because of that very reason, because I thrive in the rhythm of life. I thrive in having the same rhythm every day. But you know what? Almost every day it gets something thrown into it. You know, a monkey wrench comes in and boom, next thing you know, my little orderly day is no longer orderly. So it's about, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the changes and the switches in life that are not always what we plan for? So somehow or another, that has to be figured out. Somehow or another, we have to look at that and say, yeah, you know what? I got to discover something new here because this is getting very, very routine. Maybe it's me drinking tea instead of coffee. Something as simple as that. Maybe it's me reading a book at night instead of watching so much TV. You know, all of that stuff, I think, helps in a great, great way. And in our lives, I think we're called to discover new things. Sometimes we discover new sides of ourselves that we never knew before. I know in my own life, you know, kind of discovering like an emotional side, which is beautiful, like that I can smile and laugh and even cry. There's something really good about that for me because it helps me to see, like, in the midst of helping other people in emotional times, I'm emotional too. And that's a good thing in a sense because I can identify with that. Somehow I always associate Styx and Kansas together. I don't know why. It's my own stupid mind, I think. But this is Kansas and it's called Dust in the Wind. Not to be contrary, but we're not dust in the wind. No way. We make an impact that lasts long beyond our lives. We make an impact in this world that makes a big difference. It's not all for nothing. And I think sometimes we think about that in our lives and say, well, maybe it's all haphazard. Maybe it's all for nothing. No, you know, there's too much love. There's too much sense in the midst of nonsense to recognize that, no, this has to be a reason. There has to be a reason for everything that's going on. And there has to be a reason for everything in my life. And sometimes, you know, the worlds collide and come together beautifully. The other day that happened to me, it's unbelievable. I got an email in the mail that said, you are a guest of Nancy and Paul McCartney at their concert tonight. And I was like, so I wrote back and said, no, I'm sorry, this is not me. You got the wrong person. You know, I'm not going to the show tonight. And the person who texted me or who emailed me was their assistant and said, oh, no, you are a guest of theirs tonight. And they would like to meet you and spend some time with you before the show. And I could not believe that this was happening. So I went and spoke with Paul McCartney and spent some time with Paul McCartney. We talked about faith. We talked about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We talked about St. Francis of Assisi. We had the most unbelievable talk. What I'm going to do is I'm going to save a bunch of that talk so that you can hear it. I'm going to ask Sheldon to pick out a couple of Beatles songs for next week. And this way we have a couple of Beatles songs to play. And I'll talk to you all about this great conversation I had with Paul McCartney. What a great man of faith and what a great moment. He talked about this guy a lot, George Harrison, and this is What Is Life.
I can't say, but my love.
Well, we sometimes ask those ultimate questions, don't we? What is life? You know, what really matters? What's the difference in this world? Well, really what matters ultimately is going to be the people and the friends we make and the family that matters so much to us. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about love, and it's about that kind of relationship that helps us to be those people who live forever, if you will, on this planet because of the great memories and all of that. But also, I think life is about helping other people. It's about reaching out. And we can't kind of just live as a snail, right? You know, I think you have to get out and kind of interact and be with people and get passionate about things and volunteer and win and lose. And that's kind of what life's about. And that's why we need church, because I think church is the place where we can kind of bring all of that. You know, when you think about a bunch of people in church, it's not like everybody's a homogeneous crowd, right? It's not this, oh, everybody's just happy and praising God. Well, not so. People have had horrible weeks, terrible weeks, bad discoveries, great victories, you know, strikeouts and home runs, and everybody kind of comes together and dumps it all together and says, all right, God, take it. You know, take this week and help make it a better week. There's something great about that, and I think there's something very powerful about that that we're called to recognize in our lives. So, yeah, we ask that question, what is life sometimes? But ultimately, it's about coming together and being sent forth to make a difference in this world. I think that's what's going to bring happiness to us. Hey, here's the Black Crowes. This is called Seeing Things.
My life.
demands a bit of discovery, too, seeing things for the first time. Sometimes we get that vision that's incredible. You know, like we didn't have the vision before, but now we have the vision. And you see something for the first time and say, how could I have been so stupid? How could I have waited so long to say this or to do this? And there's something so powerful about that. You know, Paul McCartney sings a song called Here Today, and it's all about John Lennon, his relationship with John Lennon. He says, if you were here today, I would tell you I love you. And he said, don't, and in the concert, he said, don't wait to say I love you to people. And that's the truth of our lives. Like, sometimes we do that. We put things off that should be done now, you know? And that's about kind of taking that moment and saying, God, help me to be brave enough to do this here. And there's something very beautiful when that we kind of take that risk. So that's part of discovery, too, seeing things for the first time in a new way. Here's you too. You're the best thing about me.
When you look so good, the pain in your face doesn't show.
How in our lives, God sometimes takes small things and adds it up into a big thing. This brand new U2 song is all about that, to recognize how we see people in our lives who make a big difference in our life and call us to make a big difference in other people's lives. That's the gift. So figure out how you're going to create a legacy this week, and let's get going on it. Let's make a difference all together by using our gifts and our talents to bring other people to a close recognition of God in their lives, and also bring us happiness and happiness to those around us. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced himself by the great man of many discoveries, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.